Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy New Year, everybody. Kicking off 2010 here with our good friend Debbie Kennedy. Debbie's been with us now for a long time. As a member of our Brain Trust, she is the author of Putting Your Differences to Work. She's the founder and the president of Leadership Solutions Companies. She's an award-winning person who's been recognized for her throughout her career as an executive in the marketplace, working for other companies like IBM, but also in her own company. And as you know, she's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, Debbie Kennedy. Welcome back to the show, and Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, and I'm so this is a big thing to be able to be here on the opening of a new decade.
How about that?
I am. I'm very honored to be here with you today to do this, and I think when I look back at 2009, one of the things that's very exciting to me was that we got to spend some time with you talking about the future of connecting with customers.
I agree with you, and you probably haven't heard me say this before, but I'm actually calling 2010 the beginning of the age of the customer.
Yes, I think it is, because I think we've learned so many things during this tough time. I think it's called all of us to rise to a new occasion. Boy, there have been some people that have done some amazing things.
Yeah, that's right. But the thing is I think the future, Debbie, and I think you agree with me about this, the future for finding success in the marketplace is going to be recognizing that as of this moment and going forward, the customer is now in complete control of the relationship.
That's right.
They've got all the information they need. They can get that online. They've always had the buying decision, Debbie. They've always been able to say, I'll buy from you, I won't buy from you. They've always had that. But now they've got all the information. You know, Debbie, when I was a salesperson for other companies years and years ago, decades ago, I was my customer's internet. Probably remember those days when you dropped in on your customer and you told them what was going on, and you were literally their internet. Well, these days, people don't need salespeople to do that. They already have that information. And now, with the posting of evaluations of their experiences with us online, they now know what other people think about us. So they now have all the information they need. And so the key to success is going to figure out how to be competitive in that environment, isn't it?
Well, and that's what we certainly validated that last year in 2009. We validated it. That was one of the most difficult things that people were having trouble as small businesses and also as in large businesses, is being able to break through the noise, being able to reach the resistance to change that was out there, even from the customer standpoint of seeing something new and different. And we've had to find new ways to be able to connect across all of the different channels that we have available to us. But I think you're right about how the customer is expecting something very different from us today than what we have been delivering before.
Well, what I've been saying for the last 12 to 18 months, Debbie, is that where we're going in the marketplace is going to look a lot different from where we've been. And 2010 is going to be, and 2009 was basically a buffer year, almost a standalone year, almost a throwaway year for between the old way and the new way. What do you think?
Well, I think it's true. And one of the things that I came to share today was when we met with you, which was in September, and we had a group of people that came in, we asked a question of that audience, which was, what's the biggest thing standing in your way? And out of that group, 23% told us it was information overload, breaking through the noise, and 84% said it was some form of, they felt, resistance to change and unwillingness for a customer to listen, or some sort of cynicism, or even their own confidence was really lacking. But when we went back and looked at the year, we realized we'd asked over 2,000 people that same or similar question and came out with the same idea.
Wow.
And that was kind of startling to us. What was new about it was the 23%, the information overload part of it, was new. That's the new part that has really surfaced.
Well, see, that's the speed, the velocity of change thing that's going on. Hold on to that thought, Debbie. When we come back, I want to come back to this velocity of change thing. Joe Bailey and I actually talked about that a little bit in the previous segment. And also, this 83% that were frustrated, I think I know why they're frustrated. And it's not good news for those people. 20 till, Debbie Kennedy and I will be right back after these messages. Happy New Year. The late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. I still miss him, but we have his music. This song is from the Nexus, from the Innocent Age album. It's 20 years old. No, wait. It's 30 years old. I can't believe it. It's almost 30 years old, but it's still out there. It's the Innocent Age. It's a double album. It's a great, great recording and wonderful songs. I hope you will check it out when you get a chance. Folks, we're back, and I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy New Year. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use that to your advantage and build it. We built it just so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Lots of good stuff there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Kennedy. Debbie's a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of Putting Your Differences to Work, a collaborator with another great a person that's been one of my heroes for a long time, Joel Barker. And Debbie's here to talk to us about some of the things that they learned this year about what other people said about 2009. Debbie, you were telling us about this survey, the polling that you did of these people, a couple of thousand people. 23% said that things were just moving so fast. 80-something percent, was it 83%, said that they were frustrated with their customers. Is that right?
Well, there were 23% said information overload and breaking through the noise was what was standing in the way of getting to their customers.
All right, I want to talk about that in a second, but the other one, the 80-something percent,
84% said resistance to change, which was a combination of things.
Were they talking about their people's resistance to change or their customers' resistance to change?
Both. The resistance to change within their own organizations, and also the resistance to change of getting to their customers with a new idea. One that we discovered after getting this is 84%, as I went out to talk to small business people in particular about this, is there is a resistance to change sometimes in the small business owner. You know, I think I worked with a couple of people who were really, even though they were desperate, they were really stuck in their ways and unwilling to sort of shift at a time when what you say is the customer is everything
now. It's the age of the customer.
We're going to have to change the way we do some things.
If you're frustrated about the way your customers are behaving, ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand that you're not in control now. You've lost all control of the relationship. All you can do is serve that relationship. Your customers have complete control, and you might as well get over that. And if you can't come, Debbie, I'm convinced that if a business, large or small, can't come to the marketplace in 2010 going forward with that attitude, if they can't internalize that attitude, they will not be successful long term.
Well, and you have to be willing to be honest with yourself. If what you're doing isn't working, if you're not making the connection, and you have, you're making connections with entrepreneurs who are successful, you ought to listen to them, because there are things that we can learn from each other. This idea of putting differences to work works there too.
Yep.
And that was one of the things that I discovered when I got out and looked at it, that it wasn't just that the customer wasn't accepting a new idea. It was that maybe the presentation and the way that you're delivering it wasn't that great either.
That's exactly right. But Debbie, here's an irony that's very interesting and a very important thing for small businesses to understand. What I just said a minute ago, what you've been telling us, is a frightening thing for a lot of businesses, especially small businesses, because they don't really understand. In a lot of ways, they don't understand it when I say to them, it's the age of the customer, you've lost control. That's a little bit confusing, I'm sure. But here's the irony. They're also struggling with cash flow. They're also struggling with being undercapitalized. The beauty of it is, if you can ever get your hands around the fact that the customer's in control and they have a certain way that they want to be dealt with, they want to be served and treated, if you can find out what that is and deliver that, it's cheaper than the old way. That's the irony, Debbie. The new way is more suited to a small business than it is to a big business, and it's cheaper to go to market than it used to be.
The real irony to me is, and if we use, I will use a couple of restaurants as an example, is the real irony doesn't cost money.
That's right.
The thing that I saw the differentiator is one of the small businesses I was trying to help was a local restaurant that was really struggling and just needed to do some things, some cleanup, some rearranging of just the way people, when they walked into the restaurant, were received, the way that the customer service was. In contrast, after a very sort of frustrating experience of seeing them in a sad place but very close to new ideas, was going into another restaurant in a place I'd never been before. And I noticed in the middle of this very gray day, here was this place and a rainy day with a bunch of people coming out the door. And I went inside and here was this group of people who were making the greatest burger in town, and they visited every table. The way that they presented it, they came and talked to you about how they did it, and it was just alive.
It was theater.
With something special that I haven't had an experience of having
right.
a hamburger like that. I can't even remember.
Now listen, listen to the words you said. You described what a lot of people consider to be theater.
Yes.
And then you use the word experience.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the essence of how you deal with your customers in the age of the customer. It's not about your product. It's not about your price. It's not about your service. It really, believe it or not, isn't about your service, because all those things can be done and gotten somewhere else better than you. It's about the experience, isn't it?
It is. I remember Maya Angelou said, it's not about what you do. It's about how you make people feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big part of what we're going to be doing in 2010.
And that's what branding has always been. Stand by, Debbie. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Debbie joined us. Tintel, stay with us.
There I was with the old man, stranded again. So off I'd ran.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, wrapping up the first day of 2010. On the show, and Happy New Year, everybody. I'm so proud of you. If you've opened your doors 2010 as we talked all this last year, congratulations. Please celebrate that. Please stop for a moment and celebrate the fact that you are still in business 2010. That's a huge success, and I really congratulate you on that. If you didn't make it, if you're one of the folks who didn't make it, I want you to know that redemption is one of the most important elements of the marketplace. You can be redeemed, and you know the reason I know that? Because I have been redeemed. And I don't know about Debbie Kennedy. I don't know about what her experiences have been over the years, but I bet she's seen a few setbacks in her life and has seen some redemption. Debbie, by the way, is the author of Putting Your Differences to Work. We're going to be doing a lot more work with her this year. Debbie, what do you think about redemption?
I believe in redemption. When it comes to small business, I almost lost my business at one point back in 98 when the stock market went down in 1998.
Right.
And so I know what it means to crawl back, but I am coming into 2010 celebrating our 20th year. as small business entrepreneurs. And having come out of large business, because I came out of IBM, when I went into business, I'm very, very honored to be still doing it. But I also know it's not something that you ever take for granted. And I think that what 2010 is, as I believe what you said, Jim, this is going to be the time where the customer is, it's a new customer, it's a changing customer, and they are the ones that we have to serve in a very different way.
And Debbie, this isn't going to be some fad or some passing fancy.
No.
This is going to be the way of life from this day forward.
It is, and one of the things that Joel Barker, my colleague, longtime colleague,
right,
and part of your Brain Trust, has futurist Joel Barker, his world renowned for his work on bringing new ideas and innovation to the marketplace. We've been working together for years. We've spent the summer helping people get ready to after we did the survey and found out there was resistance to change.
Mm-hmm.
Information overload. We've developed a professional development class called How to Get Buy-In for New Ideas. And we actually have a website called How to Get Buy-In for New Ideas. And if you're
what is
looking
that website?
To introduce a new product,
what is that website,
anything,
Debbie?
Pardon?
What is that website?
How to Get Buy-In for New Ideas.com.
.com. Okay, good.
You can also get it through the Global Dialogue Center.
All right.
But in addition to it, whether you go to the class or not, we're going to, if you put your name on the contact list, we're going to be sending out regular new tips for innovators, for people that are looking for how to be able to present new ideas. And this is for anybody that's got a new product, a new service, a new way of doing things that they're trying to get out to customers.
And we're going to continue to be talking about that. We're going to have Debbie and Joel be back on the show as well.
Yeah.
over this coming year. We're going to be keeping you updated on that. So don't worry about that. Debbie, before we wrap up, I want to come back to this, to the other part of the survey you did with regard to the information overload. Change isn't that much different for this year from last year. A computer is just a fancy wheel. It's the velocity of change. That's what's taking our breath away, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, but there are some simple things that I think people can use to differentiate themselves. I do think that some of us are settling in. One of the things that I think we've discovered is we can't do everything, but we can select the tools and things that are going to be able to help us with the information overload. And the things I've seen people do is to make very wonderful use of things like Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
In being able to have specials to stay in, maybe their business has a special that's going on, a restaurant that has a special, and they're using those two technology tools to be able to get out and connect with their customers almost on a daily basis.
But you've got to find the customers who use those platforms. You got to build the communities. You got to build and be connected to the communities before you can leverage them, don't you?
Yes. And even on my own, I don't know that I think we've learned that maybe it's not having 10,000 people following me necessarily. That having, even building a following of people that really care what you have to say and having something to say is what really matters.
Well,
I think you brought that up, Jim, when we talked earlier this year, that it's the value that you're bringing the customer.
That's right. That's what you got to do.
It's really important.
Yeah. Hey,
and
Debbie,
I got, sorry,
Debbie, I got to wrap it up. We're running out of time, as always. But the good news is you're going to be back real soon. Happy New Year to you. Thank you for being here for us today.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you for all the great things you brought us this last year and today. Debbie Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too, but it won't be today. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy New Year, everybody. Let's have a great 2010 together.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.